بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال عبد الله: فيجعل يوسيني بدينه ويقول: يا بني إن عجزت عن شيء منه فاستعين عليه بمولاي. We are still in this chapter of amanat. This amanat must be fulfilled, whatever trust is put on us. And here in this lengthy hadith, the particular amanat is of the inheritance, that it must be distributed correctly according to the person who has passed away, and if he whatever wasiyat he has made, that it must be then distributed according to that. And also, yeah, a point of great importance is that Hazrat Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, incident we are busy reading, he made wasiyat on the battlefield. So we can see how important it is to make our will, that no matter what the condition is, but the will must be made. Yeah, on the battlefield he was busy explaining and telling what his will, how his estate must be distributed. So then further he told him that فَإِنْ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنْ عَجِزْتَ عَنْ شَيْءٍ مِّنْهُ فَاسْتَعِنْ عَلَيْهِ بِمَوْلَايَ. O my son, if you have any problems in settling any debts and making the distributing my estate, etc., then seek help by my master. Go to my master and seek help from him. قَالَ فَوَاللَّهِ مَا دَرَيْتُ مَا أَرَادَ. He says, I had no idea whatsoever what he meant by his master. Who is his master? And who should I go to? Kultu, I said to him, Ya Abati, Mam Maulaka. Oh my father, who is your master? Who is your Maula? So then as the Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Qala Allah. Allah is my master. So when you have any problem, just turn to Allah, make dua to him, and he will open the ways for you. Further he says that, قَالَ فَوَاللَّهِ مَا وَقَعْتُ فِي قُرْبَةٍ مِّن دَيْنِهِ إِلَّا قُلْتُ يَا مَوْلَى زُبَيْرٍ. He says then, by Allah, whenever I had any difficulty, I faced any problem in the distribution of his estate or settling any of his debts, then I just made the dua, يَا مَوْلَى زُبَيْرٍ. Oh, the master, the owner of Zubair, and أَقْضِي عَنْهُ دَيْنَهُ, that you help me so that this debt can be settled. فَيَقْضِيهِ, and he says, I saw clearly with my open eyes that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala then settled those debts and opened the ways for him. So here we learn that we should have our trust in Allah Ta'ala. That is who Allah alone can sort out our problems. Asbab and means are there. We can go to people who will be able to help us sort it out, but our trust must not be on them. Trust must be only on Allah, that Allah alone is the doer. Just like the dua when eating and wearing clothes also. Alhamdulillahi alladhi kasani hadha وَرَزَقَنِيهِ مِنْ غَيْرِ حَوْلٍ مِنِّي وَلَا قُوَّةٍ. All praise is due to Allah who gave me this clothes to wear, or for food to eat, without any effort from my side. It is all from Allah's side. So the food we will eat, and we know we made the effort of cooking it, etc., raising it up to our mouths, etc., but all that is only by the tawfiq of Allah. So that yaqeen must be in our heart that Allah alone is the doer. So like here, whether it was this matter of this inheritance or any other matter, whatever we are problems that we are facing, we should turn to Allah Ta'ala. Not only turn to the asbab, but turn to Allah Ta'ala first. Then whatever asbab we want to use and have to use, we can use that. But our trust must be solely and only on Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.